From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, February 11th. Coming up, we'll learn about the role public libraries are playing in some areas for rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. That story from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Another dose of light snow in central Illinois has made road conditions hazardous again today. The Illinois Department of Transportation says roads in Champaign County and much of central Illinois are partly to mostly snow and ice covered this morning. We'll have your forecast in just a few minutes. The Illinois Department of Employment Security finally has a solution for a long-standing issue affecting independent contractors. Derek Cantu has more.
The Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, or PUA, was established to provide unemployment benefits to gig economy workers impacted by COVID-19. However, many PUA recipients had their income levels misreported when they filed their claims, leading to numerous requests to recoup overpaid benefits. As a result, in December, the federal government allowed states to waive the ability to recoup overpayments. Kevin Lovellet of IDES explains how that process will work in Illinois.
The agency will be reaching out to individuals with PUA overpayments and supplying them with this document and asking them if they would like to request a waiver of an overpayment to please fill it out and send it back in.
Lovellet says the agency does not have the authority to administer a blanket waiver for all PUA overpayments, hence the request forms. I'm Derek Cantu.
State public health officials are announcing another change to the group of Illinoisans eligible for COVID vaccines, this time allowing for people with certain comorbidities to get their shots beginning February 25th. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the expansion of Phase 1B of the state's vaccine rollout yesterday, saying an increased supply of doses will allow for the most vulnerable to get inoculated, no matter their age.
People with comorbidities, they have pre-existing conditions like cancer. They've either had cancer, they have it now, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or some others. And people with disabilities will be able to get vaccinated in a little more than 2 weeks.
Also included in that group are people with chronic kidney disease, sickle cell disease, pregnant women, people with obesity, and those who are immunocompromised due to an organ transplant. Temperatures in Illinois are forecast to remain in the teens and dip into the single digits for the remainder of this week, and advocates for people experiencing homelessness say this presents a dangerous situation for those without shelter. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines has more.
Robert Henderson is with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless, and he previously experienced homelessness himself. Speaking on the 21st show, Henderson says he lived under a viaduct in Chicago for years. And when the temperatures dropped into the teens and single digits, Henderson says it was a struggle just to stay alive.
I had long johns. I slept in all my clothes and coats and stuff like that. You know, it was still, I could barely make it.
Advocates for people experiencing homelessness recommend getting involved with local volunteer groups that help people without stable shelter. They say those groups understand the needs best and can get resources to the people who need them the most. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
The University of Illinois' Urbana campus reported 71 new cases of COVID-19 from tests conducted on Tuesday. Cases on the campus have increased over the past week. The U of I's 7-day case positivity rate is now 0.51%, up from 0.29% this time last week. Still to come, we'll learn about the role public libraries are playing in the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in some areas. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As the COVID-19 vaccine rollout continues, Midwesterners have a lot of questions about distribution plans and the vaccine itself. At least one state is getting help from a surprising place, public libraries. Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson reports.
Noble County is mostly rural and sits in the northeast corner of Indiana. When local officials looked for vaccination sites, they saw a place that was centrally located and accessible. Library Director Sandy Petrie knew the perfect fit.
They're able to drive right up to the door, and you know, they've got wheelchairs and walkers downstairs, but they can, just the way we're set up, they're able to drop off, especially the elderly, like literally 3 feet from the door. So it has been a fantastic situation for us.
The library's first floor conference rooms have been converted to storage, vaccination, and waiting rooms. Petrie says the changes have not altered the operations of the library. Indiana Library Federation Director Lucinda Nord says libraries have evolved to help communities throughout the pandemic. In the fall, they started working with the state to see what they could do once vaccines were available.
That includes helping disseminate information about the vaccine, about the safety of the vaccine. You know, residents have lots of questions about what it is it safe, how does it work, who's eligible.
Indiana's vaccine plan includes an age-based rollout. Nord says some older residents might be uncomfortable registering for a vaccine online. Others might not have a computer. Manla Moyo is with AARP Indiana and says members are at high risk for severe COVID complications. The organization has worked hard to provide information on the virus and the vaccine, but Moyo welcomes help from others.
AARP won't be able to solve the needs for everybody. We won't be able to reach everybody, but if we're all sort of singing from the same hymnal and reaching out to our members with similar information and similar resources, then the impact will be felt.
Nord says libraries are often one of the most trusted public institutions in a community, and that can help with people who are reluctant to get a vaccine.
And so we feel our job as those trusted professionals, as a trusted institution, is to disseminate fact-based information and to do outreach appropriately, because it's the library worker who has a relationship with, you know, the residents in their community.
In many rural communities, broadband internet access can be spotty or non-existent. Indiana Department of Health Chief Medical Officer Dr. Lindsay Weaver says libraries play an important role in addressing those equity issues.
We recognize that libraries are often the only way to access the internet because so many Hoosiers live in an area with limited internet access or cannot afford it. This provides support not only to Hoosiers, but to our local health departments.
The Carroll County Health Department is small. To prevent being overwhelmed, it sends residents to the library for vaccination help over the phone.
And so they just send them over here, and it takes, you know, about 10 minutes, and we find them a spot and get them registered.
That's Delphi Library Director Portia Capron. She says staffers print and mail out the confirmations.
When their appointment comes up, they're fully registered. They can just walk in. All their paperwork is done. They walk in and get their shot, and they're ready to go.
The Mooresville Library created an express station computer that takes users directly to the vaccine registration. Director Diane Herkamp says the goal is to streamline the process.
You're looking at the demographics of mature age folks that might not be able to click three or four different, you know, addresses or URLs to get to that point. And we want to avoid frustration. It's already frustrating enough to maneuver on the internet, so we're trying to eliminate that.
Herkamp says community outreach is just part of being a library.
This is what libraries do. When there's a situation where we can come in and provide assistance, that's what we're here for, is to provide assistance, to give information.
From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says cloudy skies and a chance of snow flurries, continued cold with a high of 22 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Hannah Meisel, Lee Gaines, and Darian Benson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.